With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Sometimes called a grump for the ages, Calvin Trillin, in his book, If You Can't Say Anything Nice, suggests that everyone have a slogan or motto. Trillin's favorite.
I thought, never been indicted was a tremendous slogan. And then later, it turned out it was used, in effect, by Ed Meese to become confirmed attorney general. I was a little surprised that it would be used for somebody to become the chief law enforcement officer of the country, but they say that if a political slogan's really good, it's good for two or three usings.
Trillin says Meese may never be able to use that slogan again.
If that's the case, he can adopt a kind of a fallback motto I have, which is hardly ever been indicted.
Calvin Trillin is an admirer of the motto of the American Polled Hereford Association out in Kansas City.
Polled Hereford's an American idea since 1901. I also stopped by Stroud's Fried Chicken Restaurant. Their motto, it's a brilliant motto, we choke our own chickens. Although I still favor a motto that Winstead's Hamburger Stand used to have and doesn't seem to use anymore. Your drinks are served in sanitized glasses.
Calvin Trillin's own family motto goes back to when he was a kid. Zip up your jacket.
The Johnsons put underneath their name on the mailbox a triumph in group therapy. The Bernsteins on their station wagon said, the Bernsteins, the best mixed marriage yet.
Tickner and Fields published If You Can't Say Anything Nice by Calvin Trillin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. At one time in the century, says writer Calvin Trillin, America used to be awash in chicken a la king.
I spent a lot of time in Kiwanis luncheons, where they always started the luncheon singing the Kiwanis song, I'd rather be a Kiwanian than in any other club. Invariably, they serve chicken a la king, and I even made up a verse of the Kiwanis song dealing with chicken a la king. There's nothing can defeat us, whatever life may bring, because we can go and eat us some chicken a la king.
Chicken a la king was even served at the debutante parties when Calvin Trillin was going to Yale.
A very snooty-looking man in a tuxedo would come out with a huge silver bowl, and inside the bowl was chicken a la king. One of the theories about why those North Shore Society people talk the way they do without opening their mouths, you know, they all talk like this, is that that goop the chicken a la king floats in, particularly if it has been allowed to react chemically with silver, tends to bond the teeth together.
Calvin Trillin has a theory about the whereabouts of chicken a la king.
When I'm going across the prairies and I see some of those big government storage silos, I figure one of them's full of chicken a la king, the other one's up to the lid with beef stroganoff, and the other one has something like Nehru jackets.
Calvin Trillin ruminates about chicken a la king, calories, chiggers, and the American Polled Hereford Association in his collection of columns from The Nation magazine, If You Can't Say Anything Nice, published by Tickner and Fields. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Calvin Trillin has long hoped to become America's poet laureate, as he writes in his collection of essays, If You Can't Say Anything Nice. Now, I've known Calvin Trillin for many years and can honestly say he's going to have a long wait.
I wrote a poem called Smoke and Fish, Just Ain't My Dish, I Want to Be a Star. It's about a fish smoker who wanted to be a country music star. I remember a couplet from there. In a roadside dump, this country cracker will be better off than smoking mackerel.
Some people, because of your humor columns, don't take you all that seriously. So I suppose
my wife and daughters are among them.
But with the poetry, the more poetry you write, such as some of the examples you just gave me, certainly that image should change.
Oh, I would think so. And not only that, I do country songs, too. I think the only one mentioned in this book is Too Many Long-Neck Bottles, Too Many Redneck Men.
Of course, writing country songs doesn't take too much of an effort. I would certainly...
Well, I've written also songs when we in Nova Scotia, where we live in the summer. I wrote a song called, If There's No Nova Scotia in Nova Scotia, There Can't Be Any French Fries in France. Now, that was more of a, I would say, Broadway sort of song.
Yeah, that's...
A little higher level than country,
more
right?
Like Stephen Sondheim.
Well, yes, Sondheim-esque, if that's the word.
Calvin Trillin on his life in poetry, one of many subjects he tackles in a book of columns, many of which first appeared in The Nation. Tickner and Fields published If You Can't Say Anything Nice. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Calvin Trillin is a man filled with compassion. For example, Calvin knows that a lot of people complain about those subscription cards that are always falling out of the new magazines. But Trillin looks at the positive side.
The people in the circulation fulfillment departments, as they're called, that process these cards have a terrible, dreary job and are in constant danger of paper cuts. I saw the cards, which say right on them, no postage necessary, as a way to cheer them up. So I sent them in with little messages like, keep up the good work, circulation fulfillment people.
In his book, If You Can't Say Anything Nice, Calvin Trillin urges that a particularly awkward English word be banned from the vocabulary.
Whom is a word that was invented to make everybody sound like a butler. It's a stupid word. Nobody's ever said it without feeling slightly odd about it. Or what if you just sat there in some bar and you looked over at the guy next to you and said, whom do you like in the series? That would really brand you as this sort of nerd.
Calvin Trillin spends a lot of time writing about the American Polled Hereford Association out in his hometown of Kansas City. I had to admit to Trillin that until he told me, I didn't know that a polled Hereford resulted from a mutation in 1901.
They look like Herefords, but they don't have any horns. That's what polled means. And Don, I'm really surprised that someone of your erudition didn't know that.
Read Calvin Trillin's deadpan humor in his latest book, If You Can't Say Anything Nice, published by Tickner and Fields. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.